get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf and loving it 52 weeks a year, this is Tee to Green, the golf show, live every Sunday from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. We are America's longest-running network radio golf show, 20 years and counting. How you doing? Jay Ritchie live at the Broadmoor today. Jerry Butenhoff has the day off. Thanks for joining us today on Tee to Green. Good show for you. Are you working on your cheer, USA, USA? Well, the American team is on the verge of winning back the Ryder Cup. Team USA leads Europe 10-6. Going into today's singles matches at Medina Country Club near Chicago, the U.S. needs only 4.5 points in the 12 matches to clinch the victory. It's a tall order for the European team, but Jose Maria Olazabal's team finished strong yesterday, and the European captain has one message for his players.
Well, there is nothing to hide, guys. Just go out there and play your socks off.
And today on Tee to Green, live from the Ryder Cup, we'll be hearing from Frank Kepa. Frank Kepa will be here. He's the regional manager for the PGA of America, and he's going to tell us about some of the other things that have been going on in and around Medina and the Ryder Cup atmosphere. Later in the hour, our golf course is too long for the average player. Well, Arthur Little thinks so. He's going to be here today, the golf consultant Arthur Little, to tell us why golf courses are too long and what the golf industry should be doing to make them more accommodating for guys who don't have swing speeds of over 100 miles an hour. All of that and more today on Tee to Green.
Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Need you to go to our website, the new and improved teetogreenradio.com. Check us out and check out our Facebook page as well. Do us a favor and tell us you like us. Gonna tee it up next from the Ryder Cup as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to make sense of this Mayan calendar. It seems to end December 21st, 2012. That's unsettling. Oh well, still plenty of time this year to stay at Motel 6 and get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. And we're still taking reservations for after December 21st. All due respect to the Mayans. Sorry, King Kitnich Akolmonab. Nothing but love for you. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
This segment of Tea to Green being brought to you by our good friends at Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs, online at www.swan-law.com. How you doing today, Jay Ritchie? Going solo. Jerry Butenoff has the weekend off. And welcome to the Ryder Cup edition of Tea to Green. You know, ever since, well, probably the last 20 years or so, people have been calling the Ryder Cup the greatest event in golf, and it seems to get better and better every time out. This is the 39th. It's held every 2 years. The U.S. versus the best U.S. golfers versus the best Europe has to offer. And they rotate. This year, it's in the United States. 2 years from now, it'll be in Europe. 4 years from now, back in the United States. The Europeans are the defending champions, and the Americans have a chance to take, have a very good chance to recapture the Ryder Cup. We'll talk about that on today's show. A little bit later, Frank Keppa will join us from Medina Country Club, just outside of Chicago, where the Ryder Cup is being held. He's a regional manager with the PGA of America, and he is on site at Medina. We're going to talk to him about the event, the atmosphere, and some of the things that are going on in and around the Ryder Cup itself. Then later in the hour, Arthur Little back on Tee to Green. We had Arthur on not too long ago, and he was talking at the time about how golf courses are just too long for women to play. Well, there's been more research done, more studies done, and the latest studies show that for the average golfer who doesn't have a swing speed of over 100 miles an hour or over 90 miles an hour, most golf courses are just too flat out too long for the average golfer as well. And he's going to talk about some of that research that's being done and what the golf industry can do to help the average guy, you know, the guys that don't break 100 or 90, or even if you're struggling breaking 80, maybe it's not you, maybe it's the golf course. Well, the Ryder Cup, the United States has a lead of 10-6 going into today's singles matches against Europe, and the U.S. needs 4.5 points to reclaim the Ryder Cup. That's after yesterday's matches. Yesterday they played the foursomes and the four balls, and the U.S. took both of those segments. In fact, the U.S. has not lost a single segment. On Friday, they won both segments and had a 5-3 lead. They expanded that lead yesterday, winning the foursomes 3-1. Justin Rose and Ian Poulter defeated Webb Simpson and Bubba Watson in the first foursome match, one up. But Keegan Bradley and Phil Mickelson, they've been just dynamite from the United States. They beat Lee Westwood and Luke Donald. They routed them 7-6. Yesterday to even up the foursomes matches. Then Jason Duffner and Zach Johnson of the U.S. beat Nicholas Kolsarts and Sergio Garcia 2-1 to add to the U.S. lead. Jim Furyk and Brant Snedeker completed the rout in the foursomes, beating probably the two best players Europe has to offer, Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell, one up. Then in the four balls, the U.S. and Europe tied 2-2. The U.S. got a win from Dustin Johnson and Matt Kuchar, who beat Nicholas Kolsarts and Paul Lurie, one up. And Bubba Watson and Webb Simpson playing well, beat Justin Rose and Francesco Molinari 5-4. And it looked like the route was on and the U.S. could coast into the singles matches today. But the Europeans came back with a vengeance. Sergio Garcia and Luke Donald started the comeback. They beat Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker 1-up. Tiger and Stricker paired together have not won a match this year, despite the fact they're playing well. It'd be different if they were playing lousy and getting beat, but they're playing well. The U.S. teams they've been up against, or the European teams they've been up against, are just playing a little bit better. And so a point there from Sergio Garcia and Luke Donald beating Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker. And then Ian Poulter and Rory McIlroy beat Jason Duffner and Zach Johnson 1-up in the last match of the day. Poulter was on fire. He birdied the last final holes to give Europe a little momentum and a little hope going into the singles today, but trailing 10-6. Here's Ian Poulter.
It was an incredible finish to what was looking like a very mundane day. And I kept saying to Rory, and he kept saying to me, we just need something. We just need something. We was down. We was two down. Nothing was happening. Putts weren't going in. And he hit a fantastic 3-iron into 13 to about 18 feet. Hit a great putt, a little bit left to right, went in. And that was the spark we needed to ignite what was a bizarre finish. Match play, I love the fight of it. I mean, it's you get to stare your opponent straight in the face. And sometimes that's what you need to do. And, the Ryder Cup, I've said it so many times, it means an awful lot to every one of us. And, there's a lot of passion in that team room. And, there's reasons why we want to keep that trophy as long as possible. And this event is just so big to every one of us. And we love it. I love it.
Now, despite Poulter's late heroics, the U.S. inter singles play up by 4 points, the second biggest lead the Americans have ever had entering the final day. And as usual, it always seems to come down to a putting contest. And Luke Donald said yesterday for the Europeans, late in the day, the putts finally started to drop.
We finally made some putts, and that was nice. You know, we're the ones who usually make the putts, and the Americans have done it to us the last couple days. It's nice to again leave tonight with the momentum that we will carry forward to tomorrow. Seeing those putts go in, that's certainly given us a lift.
Dustin Johnson of the U.S. says, yeah, the Europeans have the momentum, and momentum seems to be a big thing when it comes to the Ryder Cup.
Our start tomorrow is going to be big. I think if we can get some guys, playing good early and get the crowd loud like they were today, I mean, I think that's going to be big. And not that one match is more important than the other, but we want to keep the momentum on our side like it is right now. Even though the Europeans did finish strong, our guys are making birdies at the end too. Poults birdied the last five holes, and, Zach birdied 17, Duff birdies 18. So we're still – there's a lot of positives out of those matches that, they were able to grab at the end. So momentum, I think, is going to be everything tomorrow.
Now, they'll be going at noon Eastern time with the 12 singles matches today, the final day. And as we said, the U.S. needs 4.5 points to win the cup back. Europe just needs 4 points to retain it, because if it ends up in a 14-14 tie, the team that has the cup gets to keep it. So the U.S. has to find a way to get 4.5. The Europeans need just 4 points to retain the cup. And here's how today's final matches, the singles matches, shape up. The first match off the tee will be Luke Donald against Bubba Watson. What a great matchup there. Ian Poulter, Webb Simpson will follow. Rory McIlroy and Keegan Bradley, the next twosome up, the third group of the day, followed by Justin Rose versus Phil Mickelson. After that, Paul Lurie for Europe against Brant Snedeker of the U.S. The next match is Nicholas Kolsarts of Europe against Dustin Johnson of the U.S., whom we just heard from. The next match after that, Zach Johnson will take on Graham McDowell. Following those two, it'll be Jim Furyk and Sergio Garcia. There's a good matchup right there. Well, these are all good matchups. Some seem to be, at least on paper, a little better than the others. And then the last four matchups of the afternoon, the U.S. rookie Jason Duffner against Paul Hansen, Matt Kuchar against Lee Westwood, Steve Stricker takes on Martin Kaymer. And the final match of the day, and the Europeans are, of course, hoping it means something, Francesco Molinari against Tiger Woods. Tiger in the anchor position for the U.S. today at Medina. And I'll tell you what, if it comes down to that final match of the day for either side, I love Tiger Woods against Francesco Molinari. Molinari has not played that well. European team captain Jose Maria Olazabal front-loading his team. He put all his best players in the early matches, because if you put them late and the U.S. wins all those early matches, it's done, and you've got all your best players playing meaningless matches. So he front-loaded, but he may have front-loaded a little bit too much. I might have saved one guy for that last match against Tiger in case they need that last match and the last point in order to keep and retain the cup. We'll see what happens today at Medina Country Club near Chicago. Singles Day, Singles Sunday at the Ryder Cup. And we'll hear from Frank Keppa, who'll be joining us next from the PGA of America in Chicago to talk about the Ryder Cup. Then later in the hour, Arthur Little, golf consultant. Golf courses are just too long for the average player. We'll talk to Arthur about that as we continue from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Access to our website, teetogreenradio.com. Be right back.
.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief at arthriticmax.com. Get the relief you need now. Visit arthriticmax.com.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to give you 3 tips on course management. Course management is very, very important for players of mid-handicaps and up, because it's the way you lower your score little by little. First one I want to talk to you about is club selection. Oftentimes people will pick the club that they think is necessary to get to the green distance-wise, when the wiser choice is a club that will advance the ball in play. If you're 210 yards out and that is your absolutely best 5-wood you ever hit, don't worry about that. I would take something like a 7-iron out, maybe even one of these new rescue clubs, and advance the ball towards the green. You just want to avoid the bad miss in that instance. The second thing is to go for the fat part of the green where the least trouble is. Often people will penalize themselves twice by hitting a shot to a tuck pin when there's a deep bunker there. They don't have that shot, and then they'll penalize themselves again because they've hit it into the bunker and they're not a good bunker player. Hit it to the wide part of the green. Take your 2 putts from there. If that's a bogey or par, that's great. Move on to the next hole. The third tip is how to get off the tee. Often people insist on hitting a driver, and I've seen so many people hit a good 4-wood or 3-wood off the tee. Hit whatever's going to get it out there in play for you. Yes, you need to advance the ball, but don't get so caught up in making sure that you hit a driver that you penalize yourself by hitting that club.
For more on taking strokes off of your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
It's a show by golfers, for golfers. Tee to Green, the golf show, brought to you in part by At Your Service. For all your repair and remodeling needs, it's At Your Service, where there's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or send him an email at atyourservice@hotmail.com. At Your Service, more than a handyman. From the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, I'm Jay Ritchie. Jerry Butenoff has the day off today. Our Ryder Cup edition of Tee to Green continues, and we're going to Medina Country Club right now, site of this year's Ryder Cup. Joining us is the regional manager for the Chicago area PGA of America. Frank Keppa is with us to talk about the Ryder Cup and about some of the fan events going on in conjunction with it. Frank, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
The Ryder Cup, how much fun is everyone having out there right now?
I've got to tell you, this is just such an electric atmosphere. Everybody's got smiles. Everybody's excited. This is such an international event. I'm seeing people from the United States, talking to people from England, Spain. They're here from Australia, even though they don't have a horse in this race. Mm-hmm. They're from everywhere, and they're all just having a ball.
For the United States, a lot of people were wondering how much of a home field advantage it would be and what the fans in the Chicago area, in the Midwest, would be like for the Ryder Cup. And I got to tell you, I think we have the 13th man out there, don't we?
We absolutely do. We absolutely do. Understand, we are 90 minutes away from anyone striking a tee ball today, and every grandstand from 1 through 5 is totally full, and the challenges are going back and forth between USA and the old whoop, everything like that, ole, 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 and they're going back and forth. It's like a college football game. It is so much fun, and the Europeans, I think, are having as much fun. It's terrific. It's just terrific.
And it seems to me, although they're very, of course, pro USA, they've been respectful, and they've cheered the Europeans when there's been some good golf on their side.
Oh, I totally agree. This has been, it has been probably one of the greatest bits of golf sportsmanship we've seen in a long time. Legitimately, because a European team is, there's a strong, you know, PGA Tour presence out there.
Sure.
That people love rooting for, if you will, the Ian Poulters, obviously the Rory McIlroys, you know, the Graham McDowells. They are as much fan favorites here in the state, okay, as they are across the world, and it's just so much fun, just so much fun.
Frank Kepa is our guest, the Player Development Regional Manager for the Chicago area. He's at Medina Country Club, where the Ryder Cup will conclude today. So, Frank, what are some of the events that you're involved with at the Ryder Cup site?
Well, the PGA of America, obviously, we have many initiatives and programs that we have out to all of our PGA members and all of our golf courses, you know, around the country. I'm here at the Plaza right now, which is kind of bookended by the golf shop, the merchandise tent, which is huge. And I'm at the American Express Learning Center, where we have PGA golf professionals giving free 10-minute tips to everybody. And we're talking extensively about Get Golf Ready, the program that for five quick lessons, typically starting at $99, people will be able to learn how to play golf. They get onto the golf course and just really kind of get introduced to the game. And next year we're going to go a little bit deeper with Get Golf Ready 2 for those, you know, to make an advancement. But we also have Mercedes-Benz has their fan experience. We have RBC and Omega, which also has activations for our people, you know, our fans to come out and just really have a total, you know, global and fun experience here at the Plaza. But we're talking extensively about Get Golf Ready and Tee It Forward and just, you know, really engaging with all the fans that are out here.
And you kind of got a captive audience there, too, the folks that are on the grounds at Medina. What's the crowd? What have the crowds been like the last couple of days?
Yeah, the funny thing, Jay, is we were kind of led to believe, living here in Chicago, that, you know, and tickets have been sold out for I can't tell you how long, that they were going to limit it to 40 to 45,000 people per day. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you there's well over 50 to 55,000 people, and it's sold out. You can't get a ticket here in town, and people are just coming from everywhere. And, you know, from a weather standpoint, this is just a home run. We have had wonderful weather. It has been in the low to mid-70s every day. And, I mean, it's not too warm, a little cool in the morning, and everyone's just loving it. And today, everyone is just splashed in red. It's, you know, red support day, so it's great.
Yeah. Frank Kepa with us, the Player Development Regional Manager with the PGA of America in the Chicago area. Frank, as far as the folks that have come by to check out golf, Get Golf Ready in the Family Fun Zone there, are you looking at a wide variety of, you're looking at kids, you're looking at older folks, you're looking at all different types of golfers? What are you seeing?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Jay, is Get Golf Ready has been accepted around the country extremely well. We're trying to initiate those that have not played golf before. And we're not limiting it to juniors or women. We would like to see men. We'd like to see seniors. Couples, we have places around the country that are doing Get Golf Ready couples clinics, senior clinics along those lines. And so it's such a wide range. We know that PGA members and clubs around the country are doing very, very good with junior golf programs, and we're thrilled about that. And, in fact, that's our next initiative we're going real strong in is PGA Junior Golf League, which is like a little league series, if you will, for golfers. But Get Golf Ready is getting everybody involved. And so, you know, we're just trying to get people back into playing the game of golf and enjoying it.
Yeah. Last question for you, Frank. Where can people, if they're listening, find out more about Get Golf Ready and all of the programs that the PGA of America is offering?
Great question. GetGolfReady.com. If you go onto that website, and you plug in your zip code, you'll see who in your area is running Get Golf Ready programs as far as the teaching aspect. And you'll also be able to see what other kind of programs that they're doing as far as events, clinics, if they're doing Tee It Forward, if they're doing Patriot Day, which we just celebrated, you know, back in Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And you'll get a good idea for those clubs of what they're doing and how they can be of assistance to you. Call up one of your PGA golf professionals and really just come on out and play some golf.
Yeah, you got it. Well, you mentioned it's a little less than now. It's a little less than an hour and a half away from the first match. Luke Donald taking on Bubba Watson. Can the electricity? Can the buzz get any higher than it is right now?
I don't know how it can. It is just it's at a fever pitch right now. They're still streaming into the country club right here. The people here at Medina have been spectacular, and they're doing a great job just getting everybody really, really pumped up. And I think when that first tee ball, Bubba gets up there, and here's a guy, he'd rather have the crowd be noisy.
Yeah.
And I think everyone saw that with what he and Ian did yesterday in that four-ball match where Poulter says, listen, Bubba, you want the crowd to be yelling? I want the crowd to be yelling. And it's just, it's wonderful. And I don't know if you can hear in the background how they're going USA, USA. But I have to tell you, is about 500 yards away. And they're so loud, it's great.
We'll be watching. Frank, thanks for joining us today. And have a lot of fun out there. I know you will today.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call.
That's Frank Keppa, Player Regional Development Manager, Chicago area, the PGA of America, live at Medina from the Ryder Cup on Tee to Green.
Hi, Tom Bodette, restoring some sanity to this election season by starting my own super PAC. Gonna call it Six PAC. But instead of collecting huge checks from anonymous donors to make annoying TV ads that scare the pants off you, we're going to collect the lowest price of any national chain. And in exchange, rather than political influence or being appointed ambassador to Fiji, you get a clean, comfortable room with a TV you can turn off. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Matthews, the Operations and Membership Golf Professional at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about chipping. First of all, I just want to explain the basic setup. You're going to choke down on all your clubs around the green. Why? Because you're going to want more control. Second of all, you want to keep your weight left or forward on the shot and keep it still. We don't want any lower body on a simple chip and run shot. Then we want to get the club and our arms to form a capital letter Y, keeping our wrists firm, and just make a simple little stroke at the ball, accelerating through to the target. So choke down, weight left, letter Y, and we'll hit more solid shots around the green.
For more on chipping and getting the ball up and down, check out the website, tdgreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. Segment of Tea to Green, brought to you in part by our friends at Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Online, the website www.swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thank you for making Tee to Green part of your weekend. Our Ryder Cup Special Edition continues today. A while back, we had Arthur Little and Jan Leeming on Tee to Green, and when they were on the last time, they talked about the fact that golf courses were just not set up for the average female players. They were too long, too challenging, and there's been more research done. In fact, I was reading recently in the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America website an article written by Arthur Little about the facts of swing speed and distance. There's increasing arguments and agreements that golf courses are just too long for everybody that has below average or below average swing speed. And that's one of the challenges facing the golf industry these days, how to continue to attract and retain players. And if golf courses are too long for the average player, that is really a challenge. Well, Arthur Little joins us again right now back on Tee to Green to talk about his article, the research done to back up the conclusion that courses are too long, and some suggestions on what the golf industry can do. And we're happy to welcome back to Tee to Green, Arthur Little. Hi, Arthur. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jay. How are you today?
Did I get that right? It was kind of a convoluted explanation, but I think I hit the high points, didn't I?
Yeah, no, I think you got it exactly right. I mean, the facts and figures just show that for the average players, and really for a lot of players, the golf courses are just too long. You know, and as you know, we've been talking about this for quite some time. And one of the things that Jan and I did was we decided to, you know, kind of double check and make sure that the facts and figures that we were giving to people in terms of club head speed delivering, you know, X number of yards a drive were correct. So we actually went about doing that and came up with some interesting additional results.
Now, most golfers, I believe they probably don't know what their club head speed or their swing speed is, and they'd probably be shocked if they had it tested to find out it's as low as it is.
Yeah, most people would be, actually. People are beginning now to be able to do that a little bit more easily. The swing speed monitors are, you know, like a lot of things in technology, are coming down significantly. There are people like Nicole Weller at the landings near Savannah that on a regular basis put swing speed monitors on the first tee and let people know kind of where they are. And that'll also give them a really good idea what set of tees that they ought to be playing in order to have the most fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go. There's a lot of your pro shops or retail shops that sell clubs, and some of them are now starting to have swing speed and club head speed monitors in there, and you can be tested for your swing speed. So how much of a correlation is there between swing speed and distance and ball flight?
It's about the swing speed and distance is just about exactly a straight line. The distance that you hit a ball is so directly proportional to the swing speed, it's almost scary.
And I would say on the PGA Tour, the average swing speed is well over 100 miles an hour. But for average golfers, folks who maybe struggle to break 80, 90, or 100, it's a lot less, isn't it?
Yeah, the average swing speed on the Pro Tour, the Men's Pro Tour, is in the 113, 115 mile an hour level. The average woman swing speed's about 65, maybe 70. Average man is right in that area around 85 or 90. Those develop yardages of about 145 yards for women and about 200 yards from them.
Mm-hmm. Art DeLittle is with us. We're talking about the facts of swing speed and distance. And one thing that a lot of people, Arthur, I don't think take into consideration is ball flight, which is also affected by the swing speed and also affects the distance, obviously, right?
Yeah, the thing that was really interesting when we had the testing done at a really professional lab, we really did it to confirm that the yardages that we'd been talking about were correct. And then we began looking at the data relative to swing speed and how that affects ball flight. And it turns out that it's really quite different. At really fast swing speeds, the ball obviously goes further, but it also goes a lot higher, and it reaches its peak a lot further down range, if you will, than its lower swing speeds. And it also drops out of the air at a much more, at a much higher, like a 45-degree angle, as opposed to about half that angle at a slower swing speed. So you can see why people with slower swing speeds have a lot more trouble carrying hazards, mm-hmm. Get a lot more of their distance by roll, and also have a really difficult time holding greens if they have to hit over a hazard in order to get onto the green.
Yeah, the obvious problem here is the golf courses have been built and are continuing to be built for players with high swing speeds. And there's no way that a guy who swings at 85 or 90 miles an hour is going to be able to add 25 or 30 miles an hour to his swing speed. So the solution is, can't we make the golf courses a little easier?
Well, I think there are really two basic solutions, if you want to boil it down. One is certainly to make the golf courses shorter. Now, that does not mean dumbing them down. Because you still want to have hazards that come into play. Just a shorter golf course allows people to reach greens and regulations, which means they're going to enjoy themselves a lot more. And it also shortens the time to play considerably. The other thing that's happening, and this is as a result of people like Bill Coor, Gil Hance, and some of the other Tom Doak, players who really, architects who really like the ground game, they are putting much less in the way of hazards that cross the golf course, cross the angle of play, and they are getting hazards out from the front of the green so that people can run the ball up on the green, and that's much more important for people with a slower swing speed because just of the characteristics of the way their ball flies.
Right. It's so what about, and I'm wondering about, and I'm not trying to be critical here, but a lot of the golf courses are being designed by former players. Well, I'll throw some names out. I'm not pointing fingers, but Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Greg Norman. They're all getting, they have been and are continue to be in the design business. Is that part of the problem here?
Well, I think it is. And let me pick on Jack, at least initially, but then give him a compliment in the long run. When you look at that, his early designs, they really reflected the nature of his game, the ability mm-hmm. to hit a high fade. And as a result, there were a number of his earlier courses that tended to have forced carries, that had hazards in front of greens. And Jack has, if you look at his more recent designs, he has come around significantly in understanding that giving people an option to get to bounce the ball up on the green rather than carry it in high has really significantly improved, from at least my point of view, his designs. And I think other designers are becoming more and more conscious of that, partly because, you know, the golf industry is struggling a little bit, and we really need to make sure that we present golf courses to a wider range of people so that they can have fun.
And the other thing I think that we're seeing, it's a positive development. Used to be you went to a golf course and there was the men's tee box and there was the ladies' tee box. Now the newer courses and some of the older courses that are being remodeled or redesigned, you have a choice of maybe five different tee boxes.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. One of the people who really has been a leader here, of course, is Mike Kaiser. And, you know, Mike understood the thing a long time ago that several things. One, forget all of the titles, you know, senior tees, ladies tees, championship tees, whatever. Just call them by a color. Mm-hmm. And Mike also, with a little help from Jan and me, decided he would put in a wider range of tees at all of the courses that he's involved with. So typically on his courses now, you'll see a forward set of tees that equals the Royal Blues at around 4,000 yards, and then something to the back tees. Usually he keeps his back tees under 7,000 yards because he really has the concept of the retail golfer and making sure that there is a comfortable place to play for, a wide range of players.
All right. Well, it seems to be getting better, and thanks to people like Arthur Little, we hope that it will continue to do so. Arthur, keep fighting the battle out there for all of us average or below average golfers, okay?
I would be absolutely delighted and happy to do that. The more people who can play this fine game, the happier I am.
The article is The Facts of Swing Speed and Distance. You'll find it under Closing Thoughts in the Golf Course Superintendent Association website. And we thank Arthur Little for joining us today here on Tee to Green. And I didn't mean to say they should make golf courses easier like I did before. He had the right idea. Make them a little shorter, but keep the challenges out there as well. We continue. We're going to take a look at the Ryder Cup on Tee to Green.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
We like to call it the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's T to Green, the golf show. Not quite done yet. A couple more thoughts on the Ryder Cup and the Sunday singles pairings. They'll get underway in just a little over an hour, 12:03 Eastern time. Luke Donald and Bubba Watson, the leadoff match. They will step to the tee at Medina Country Club. 12 singles matches today. The United States will take a 10-6 lead into the Sunday singles against the European squad. The U.S. needs 4.5 points to reclaim the Ryder Cup. Europe needs just 4 points, because if it's a 14-14 tie, the team that has the cup retains the cup. So the Europeans need 4 points. It won't be easy trailing 10-6, but Sergio Garcia of the European team says it could be a lot worse.
Winning these two matches was very, very big, because it gives us a decent chance tomorrow. We obviously need to play amazing and win at least eight points. But, you know, I'd rather take having to win 8 points than 10. So we're happy about that.
That's Sergio Garcia. He'll face off with Jim Furyk later in the day. The first match, as I said, Luke Donald for the Europeans, Bubba Watson for the U.S., and Bubba says he's leading off, but it doesn't matter. He just needs to get points, and the rest of the team just needs to get points wherever they can.
You're going to have to play good whenever you go. If you're dead last, if you're first off, or if you're in the middle, you have to win the point. So it doesn't matter when you go. You're going to have to play good.
You're going to have to play good. You're going to have to make some putts. The U.S. with a 10-6 lead into the singles matches against Europe today. And we'll see what transpires at Medina Country Club for the 39th edition of the Ryder Cup. Hey, that's going to do it for the show today. I'd like to thank our guest, Frank Keppa, from the PGA of America, the Chicago Regional Manager, who joined us live from Medina Country Club and the Ryder Cup. And also Arthur Little for shedding a little bit more light on the subject of swing speed, distance, and how most courses are just too long for players with average swing speed. Thanks to Arthur Little for joining us today on Tee to Green. For Scott Cuddy, our producer, back in our San Francisco studios. Have a good vacation, Scott. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.